There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here as always. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Daryl, you've got a story about Pandora, which is the online radio company that kind of puts music together for folks.
Yes.
And their free speech case, where they are opposing the imposition of royalties based on free speech. I'm interested in hearing how that exactly works. We'll get into that story if we get the chance. Your calls and comments come first. We go to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach. Michael, you said you wanted to, I guess, bring up the conversation that we've had certainly in the past a number of times about holding the police accountable. You said you wanted to tie it into a couple things. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you also suggested one of the ways of holding them accountable is to deny the government money. And
yes.
I want to tie that in with what you're doing with the jury association and encouraging people to hold government accountable by not convicting. And I think we should do that in the tax area. I think we should say we should use our media to encourage juries not to convict anyone for income tax evasion or for non-payment of income tax until Mexico has paid us back in full for all of the illegal aliens that they have funneled into this country.
Mexico, first of all, does not owe me anything. I'm not in an agreement with Mexico where they owe me something, and I don't think there's anything wrong with people coming here to make a better life for themselves. It's a shame. I had agreed with almost everything you said up until you got to that point. I like the idea of not paying taxes, and I like the idea of using jury nullification. That is your right as a juror to vote not guilty, not based on the facts in the case, but based on your opinion about the law. So if you are like me and you think that the income tax is a bunch of nonsense and needs to be stopped, and you're on a jury of someone who's facing income tax-related criminal charges, then you could vote not guilty, and you could use jury nullification to stop that person from going to prison and to help them out. And if it's true, and it's true that if people refuse to convict folks who are charged with dodging taxes or whatever, then that would go a long way to really changing things, I think.
In the essay on trial by jury by Lysander Spooner, he actually writes that juries should not convict anyone of a tax that they did not consent to being subjected to.
I definitely do not consent to taxes, Michael. So you had me up until that point, but then getting involved with the border control, I'm not going to do that. I support open borders. I support freedom. I support, if you support freedom on one issue, you should support freedom on all the issues, in my opinion.
Okay, but here's my question. Why are we spending money that requires taxes to support so many of these illegal aliens that Mexico is helping come here?
I don't understand your question. I'm not spending money because I don't pay taxes to the federal government. Are you talking about like some local welfare program?
No, I'm saying that it costs us to take care of these people. President Obama asked for $3.5 billion just for a group this summer that was coming across the border. That is paid for with tax dollars.
Well, I don't support people taking care of others without voluntarily choosing to do so. So if you're saying that people are being forced to pay for welfare programs, I have a problem with that, period. I have a problem with the force. I don't have a problem with who's receiving the welfare, because even if you were to cut out, even if you were to somehow magically snap your fingers and make all the immigrants disappear, which would be a horrible thing, but even if you were to do that, that wouldn't end the welfare program. And that's what you have a problem with, right? Or is it that you have a problem with certain people from other countries receiving welfare when they come here?
Well, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the momentum in the public is with the illegal aliens. And we have to take advantage of that momentum and say, okay, well, let's focus on that one problem. Let's find out.
Did you say the momentum is with the illegal aliens?
The momentum is to stop the illegal aliens. Most of the public is against it.
Well, that doesn't mean they're right. Just because the majority of people think something doesn't mean they're right at all. That's that's a fallacy. It's a logical fallacy. Argumentum ad populum. Those people are wrong, and they need to leave those folks alone. If somebody wants to come make a better life for themselves here, why shouldn't they be able to? And by the way, you use terms like those people, you end up sounding like a racist. I don't know if that's what you are, but it certainly doesn't sound good, because a lot of the people that come here do not get on welfare. They don't need to be taken care of, and they make a better life for themselves, and they work hard for their to take care of their families. What's wrong with that?
That's great. That's great. I'm talking about the money that the federal government has acknowledged spending to deal with.
You can't control what the federal government does. You know, all you control is what you do. And thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you don't like what the federal government's doing, stop paying for it. That's what I do.
Yeah, and I would disagree with you on one thing, Ian. Okay. You said that when he says those people, blah, 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 it makes him sound like a racist. I would say it makes him sound more like a xenophobe than a racist.
That. Yeah, that's true. Because a lot of the people who are against so-called illegal immigration will claim up and down they're not racist. But I think there are a number of them who are. I think that they use they use the program of immigration oppression to cover for their racism. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Matthew's in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WBFT. Hello, Matthew.
Oh, hey, Mr. Ian.
Hey, you're on the air.
Subject, but I have something kind of like a trivia thing. Did you know that in the battlefields of the dead during the the war between the states, there were men out like vultures pulling out the teeth of the dead to fill barrels to go to Europe for the elite to have dentures? That's how I feel the government is going to treat us. They'd love to draw our blood and microchip us like animals.
Well, there certainly are a number of people who think that that's the case, and I'm sure there are power-mongering folks out there who would love to microchip everybody. I think there's something to be concerned with there. And no, I didn't know that that people were taking fillings out of the dead, but it doesn't really surprise me.
They're filling barrels to bring overseas will make dentures out of them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but it sounds believable. What do you think, Daryl?
Certainly interesting if it is true.
Matthew, anything else you want to share tonight?
Do you think that's what the world's going to come to again? Something like that?
Well, I don't think you're going to see battlefields in the same way that you do today, or that you did back in the day. But yeah, I mean, scavengers are nothing new. And as far as your concerns with people trying to track and control others, obviously we know that's the case. But, you know, why microchip someone when you can just have them carry around a cell phone everywhere they go? I mean, that pretty much solves that problem. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Matthew. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I don't want to sound like a Luddite or something like that. I have a cell phone, and it's handy, and I appreciate the fact that that I have it. It's something that I can use. If the police are getting out of control, I can pull out my phone. I can start recording. I use a program called Bambuser to do that. And so technology is, of course, a double-edged sword.
Right.
Some can use it for good. Others can use it for evil. So, for instance, robots, in the hands of the government, they'll be used to kill people. In the hands of companies, then they might be used to help people. In the hands of a hospital, they might be used to fix people. So I'm not against technology, and I don't know if that caller was against technology, but I think there's some legitimate concerns out there. But at the same time, I don't think that we can slow down the technological progress. We just have to deal with whatever it is that comes up through furthering technology, I think.
Right. And I think that it's a bad idea to try to stop technology, because that's really, in some ways, and I know that I'm making a stretch here, but in some ways that's what caused the Middle Ages, is you had certain people that were in control that stopped technology.
A fear of knowledge, fear of expanding.
And And so, you know, you wound up having this 500-year period, approximately, that, you know, nothing really advanced.
We'll come back with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to share whatever's on your mind with us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Daryl. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Okay. Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. ProXPN.com. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data. Right now, if you're just surfing on your regular internet service provider, then they're probably logging all the websites you're visiting. We were just talking about how technology can be used in, you know, different ways, can be used for good, can be used for evil. Well, you know, if you are surfing about and the company you're using to connect to the internet is gathering all of that information, they can certainly use that information against you, even if you don't think you're doing anything wrong. A lot of people don't think downloading movies and music is wrong, but yet it's widely done, and every now and then they go after people for that. So why not protect yourself? You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up there. You download their software. It's easy. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and if you're a Linux user, setup's a little different for you, but it's actually pretty simple to get rolling with Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. As soon as you get the software installed and you connect, your internet connection will be encrypted. So you're not changing your internet provider. You're still using the same old company, whatever it is you use, or whether it's your cell phone company or cable modem. You're still on their connection. It's just that they can't know what you're doing anymore because you'll be encrypted thanks to ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of their annual account. Now, that breaks the price down to just under $5 per month, which is an amazing price considering with a premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So there's nothing to lose but your privacy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up there. Get started. Use promo code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL. We go to your calls and thoughts. You can take control here. Let's go to Mick. He's in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mick.
I remember reading Economic Principle where if you block goods and services from one country to the next, then their people will come instead. And I believe that the immigration problem is more the cause of protectionist policies of America concerning agricultural goods coming from Central and South America.
Well, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I certainly am opposed to protectionism. I think that there should be free trade. I think people should be able to buy and sell from whoever they want.
And when you say free trade, you mean real free trade, not these 1,000-page treaties that set up limited free trade.
Right, I mean trade without
regulations that they call free trade.
Yeah, I mean trade without taxes, trade without rules, trade where the only rule is that, you know, if you can find someone else to buy or sell. And that's that should be it. But Mick, how does that how do those protectionist policies result in more people moving to the United States?
Because they can't make a living farming in Central and South America, so they come here and build buildings instead, or farm here instead.
But certainly, that could be true. But then again, there are also other countries. There's other reasons to leave, right? So it's not just because the U.S. is protectionist and has ridiculous tariffs. It may be because their local government is tyrannical and murdering people or whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of incentives to leave other countries and move to the United States. So you mentioned there was a problem with immigration. What's the problem from your viewpoint?
The problem is that we're not attributing it to the right cause.
No. That's not the question I asked. What's the problem with immigration? You suggested that there was some sort of problem with it. What is the problem? There's nothing wrong with people moving here, right?
Not in and of itself, but I guess that, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I would rather make a living where I'm at than have to move somewhere else to make a living.
Well, that's your own personal preference, and you're certainly free to have that, but what's the problem with other people doing differently than you?
I'm a little paranoid. I think that there's machinations going on at state levels that sort of direct population tides to different areas based on tariffs, protectionist policies, drug war policies. I mean, all these governmental policies that have these population drift consequences that don't seem to be able to be well understood because they're so secret.
So let me see if I'm understanding, because that was a little bit obtuse for me. And Daryl, correct me if you know. If
I, yeah, I'm a little confused as well.
So what you're saying is you believe there are machinations, meaning that you know people at the state governments are trying to influence people to move in or out for political gain.
I'm not sure what their game is, because I mean, I just from a local viewpoint, I can't see above the roof of my car that I make a living in. And so I just, my imagination runs wild, you know?
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Mick. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still don't really know what he was getting at there, but I'm going to try my best to extrapolate something from it. Yeah, okay, sure. There could be people at the state level that, you know, are plotting to change things to, you know, encourage people to move in or encourage another certain group to move out. But really, you know, there's no point in getting paranoid about it, whether they're doing it or not. It seems to me that the state's fairly well secure, right? Like the state itself, the idea of the state, which it is just an idea. It's people using violence on other people. That's
and when you say the state, you're not talking about like California, Arizona, New Hampshire. You're talking about the concept of a geographic region that has a monopoly on the quote unquote legitimate use of force.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm talking about the state as a general term, but we could be talking about California or Georgia or whatever. I mean, whatever. It doesn't really matter which state we're discussing. But, yeah, there could be people making decisions to try to influence people in one way or another, but ultimately it doesn't really matter to me because the state is well, you know, it's cemented in people's minds. People believe in the state. The state's not going anywhere anytime soon, and, you know, as much as you and I might like to see that change, in fact, we're actually working to try to move populations. We moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Now, we're not involved in the state, thank goodness, but our idea is to move liberty-minded people, people who care about freedom. I don't care where they're from in the world, as long as they love liberty, come to New Hampshire. Help us create a more free place so we can show the rest of the world what freedom really means. As far as some state bureaucrat in California trying to get one group of people to move in so it'll help, you know, shift an election, who cares? Both of the sides on the election are for the state anyway in California. So, you know, what does it matter one way or another? They're just going to grow the state in way, you know, in one way, way X or way Y or way Z. It doesn't matter to me. All I care about is getting people who love freedom all to, or as many of them as possible, to move to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. We'll come back with your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here to bring us anything that you'd like. You can also join us on Skype, by the way. I don't know if I've mentioned that often enough. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you have Skype, send a quick contact request over to lrn.fm. We'll approve it. It usually takes us a segment or so to get to approving it because, you know, I don't have a producer here. It's just me and Daryl. And so we do all of our own producing. So we'll get you approved, and then after you're approved, it'll be easy to call on Skype. So use username lrn.fm to contact us there and call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts, everything from police abuse to immigration to a zombie nativity scene. Those are the things we've talked about so far tonight. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, as Will will do in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Will.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, and you guys are doing a wonderful show. That's much needed.
Welcome,
I'm
sir.
I'm speaking to you as a Vietnam vet that supposedly was fighting to preserve the rights that we have in this country. And over the years, I've seen those rights be diminished year after year, day after day. And I'm speaking of the right of assembly, of free speech. And during these last few years, I've seen a ramping up of free speech being curtailed by arrested journalists, which never would have happened in the past. I see the regular media as being a mouthpiece for government. I want to make a special inference to CNN. Every time there's a shooting, CNN runs out and gives the police department side of the story without an investigation.
Yep.
So we're losing those rights, and I see free speech, free press, as the foundation of a democracy. Even though we declare ourselves to be in a democracy, we are not.
Well, I don't declare myself to be a democracy, nor do I declare myself to be anything in relation to politics and the political system. But I can appreciate almost everything you said there. I really, you know, I'm first of all, I'm sorry that you went to Vietnam. And secondly, I'm really sorry that you thought you were fighting for freedom and now you've had to watch it all slip away over time. Of course, you probably would acknowledge that Vietnam didn't actually secure any extra freedom in the United States, nor did it, you know, help the Vietnamese people either.
Right, I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I'm not punishing myself because I went to Vietnam. I don't try to justify my going. But
right.
What I'm saying is that people need to pay attention to what's going on because
totally
they're not living under the system in which they believe they're living under.
Now, let me just slightly modify one thing that you said, and tell me if you agree with my modification. You said that free press and free speech is a cornerstone of democracy. I would say that free speech and free press is a cornerstone to a free society. Would you agree with my modified version of what you said?
Yes, I agree 100% with that. You just said it more eloquently than I could.
Yeah, I think that's an important modification because it's also important to keep in mind that democracy isn't necessarily so great, right? Because if 51% of the people in the democracy decide they don't want free speech anymore...
It doesn't even have to be 51%.
Yeah. Right.
It has to be a plurality of people that show up on election day.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could, in theory, depending on how many choices you have on the ballot, you know, it could be as little as, you know, 20%. Could win the election, and then you figure only 40% of the people showed up, so you've got 20% of 40%, and I'm not, you know, wanting to do math on in my head, but, you know, that's a very small percentage of people that are dictating to the rest of the people what is going on.
Well, there's not much I can disagree with you.
I agree with that, and I'll even take it farther. I don't believe that people in this country will get the freedom are what they need by going to the ballot box. It won't come from the ballot box. It'll come from people.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It has to be a grassroots change, and I, you know what, there's really not much I can disagree with you here, Will. You've said it eloquently, you've said it well, and I thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate your perspective, and I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, you know, at the same time that we're seeing a crackdown on independent media and media in general, because, you know, not even the mainstream media is safe, as our photographer friend Virgil, who called in the first hour, pointed out, there was a mainstream media reporter down at the die-in that happened in Beaver Creek, Ohio, and she was also threatened by the police.
Well, and remember a couple of months ago in Ferguson, there were the journalists that were arrested in the McDonald's.
Yep.
Then there were other journalists that were tear gassed. There was another journalist that had a gun pointed at him, and the cop said, "I will effing kill you."
So, I mean, the police are definitely doing all of this to themselves. They don't have to be as awful as they are being, and they're going to reap what they sow. And I don't mean in the form of violence. I mean, they're going to reap it in the form of people are going to show them for what they really are. And that's one of the things that's nice about this, this new media world where anyone who can pick up a smartphone is a reporter. And that, I think, is really valuable. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. And that's something that they can't stop from happening. The police will not be able to stop the spread of technology, and the only thing they can do is try to intimidate you into not using it, and please don't let them do that.
And then you've got people like Dianne Feinstein, who's one of the senators from California, saying that, well, we need to define journalists so that some kid with a camera and a blog isn't considered a journalist.
Boy. Yeah, that's just what we need. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jeffrey's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, man. A lot of good stuff tonight. It always bothers me when I hear people refer to people coming to this country to try and make it better for lives for themselves as those people. That's really disturbing when, in fact, most of the people who are receiving financial welfare from the government of the United States are actually American citizens.
Of course.
Secondly, another point that was...
Not to mention corporations as well. They're also getting a whole bunch of welfare.
Yeah.
Well, more than individuals when you think about it, and
oh, yeah.
And that's even more disturbing. Secondly, the gentleman was talking about people leaving other countries because they can't make a living farming in Central and South America and possibly coming here to farm. Well, if anybody knows anything about farming, if you can't make a living in South and Central America farming, you're not just going to show up in the United States and decide you're going to be a farmer and start making a living at that. The people that write the so-called free trade agreements are the people that stand to make the most money, and that's a corporatocracy. So while I am totally in agreement with what you said, that if there was true free trade, the world would be a much better place. The free trade that we know and that we're used to is the free trade dictated by those people who control the money. Therefore, it's not free trade. It's free trade according to how we can make more money from free trade.
And only in certain industries. There are some industries that are totally exempt from the NAFTA and CAFTA and GATS and the WTOs.
Absolutely. And what it's really meant to do is exploit other countries that don't have protections in place for industries, for their workers, and so on and so forth on down the line to where we can kind of go in there and be the first or one of the first people to exploit them to squeeze as much money out of them without having to be accountable on many, many levels. Meaning,
well, I would like to say I don't consider myself exploitive. I've never gone into another country and exploited anyone. So be careful when you use the term we, right? Like, you didn't mean you and I. You meant U.S. corporatocracy.
I'm sorry for any of the people that write the quote-unquote free trade agreement,
okay.
Right?
Don't call yourself them, then. So be careful.
No, he was talking as if he were them.
As though he were them. I see.
Right, okay. And you nailed it. You nailed it just right when the gentleman was discussing, like, the quote-unquote illegal aliens. I'm not sure if there's anything that is really an illegal person. I don't know if a person can be illegal. But you had it right when you said ad populum, because it seems to be a political phrase that sparks outrage with a base of voters to where people can, like, you know, gain votes, basically. And so when we talk about illegal aliens and immigrants coming here to steal your jobs, it's like, you know what? If we lost all the people that came here from this country, let's just say in the last 30 years that came here to seek a better life, if they were magically taken off.
Oh, my God. The economy would be decimated.
What do you think this country would look like?
It would be decimated. Businesses would be shutting down left and right because no one would be coming to work. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeffrey. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plenty of time here for you to dial in toll-free on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. There's more on the way. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
you pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program, and kind of a bizarre, extra-long feeling week. It feels like a Sunday to me for whatever reason right now, and I don't know why that is. Just the Christmas holiday season kind of throws the week off for me.
Yeah, because the holiday, or the weekend, kind of started on, like, Thursday.
Yeah, well, at least it, I guess some people went to work on Friday, but probably not too many of them. Anyway, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Everything from zombie nativity scene to photographers being arrested, pressing of the oppression of the media, as well as immigration. We've been on those topics. Of course, you can bring up anything here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Willie. He's in Atlantic City. You're on Free Talk Live, Willie, listening to WPG.
No malice, gentlemen, with malice toward none, in the words of Abraham Lincoln in the launching of the Civil War. And that's what was happening then is what's happening now. And I just want to glide over a couple of things. I want to mention we have talk radio here in Atlantic City from 6 in the morning to 10 at night. And I can tell you, you guys are one of the first. Are they about the only ones that make some sense of what really is going on? And I'm talking about things done, not analyzation. Simple example, like a person was shot, he was died. Okay, that statement stands on its own, things done. And then you will go to what was the cause, you know, and we don't necessarily have that. This foolishness, I was born and raised in Selma, Alabama, worked civil rights movement, Dr. King, Andy Young, the whole work. We had the same problem then. They did not want us to vote. They did not want people in Mississippi to vote. And they was fighting this Cesar Chavez in 63.
Well, Willie, even if you do vote, it doesn't matter anyway because the choices they give you are a bunch of crap. So, you know, it doesn't really matter if you vote or not.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying on that. But some cases, if you really have a demon, it doesn't matter. Like we've had some people in office here. The city council and one or so were mayor were criminals, and we had to get them out, you know. But basically what you are saying is there's a team. One guy would say to the Republican, I'm not going to do this. You don't do this for me, so you're like over the barrel. And I understand that, and I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
But this history. You see, it is not just the border. It is politics in there. I believe if you look at what I'm saying, it was there in 63, 64, Nelson Mandela over in South Africa, Cesar Chavez out with the farm workers all out in California. It was all about the vote. And if you remember, Fannie Lou Hamer was right here in Atlantic City, the Democratic National Convention. And I myself in Selma, in my hometown. So this is no accident. So that stands on its own. These two political parties just want to tie us to like a mule in a chain hooked to one foot and just rip you loose.
That's true. Willie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
We'll be listening.
We will. Thanks, brother. We will do that. We will do that here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And it's certainly sad but true that Free Talk Live is one of the few talk shows out there on syndicated radio in the United States that actually, you know, understands to some extent what's happening out there with, you know, the Republicans and Democrats being two sides of the same coin.
Yeah,
they're two sides of the big government apparatus, and neither of them is calling for less government in people's lives. Sure, the Republicans will say those things, but they don't actually mean it. And there's proof.
Right, and if you want proof that they don't mean it, look at the first 6 years of the George W. Bush administration, where the size of the federal government grew drastically.
Yeah, I remember there was some politician, Trent somebody or other, who said at one point, I think toward the middle point of that decade, there was an actual quote where he said they'd cut government to the bone. That they had sliced it to the bone. It was they could not cut it back any further. It was as small as it could possibly be.
Well, and they actually said that during the last time that they had the debate over raising the debt ceiling. Oh, and ultimately they got rid of the debt ceiling until some, you know, time. I think middle of next year, the debt ceiling is, you know, there is no debt ceiling until middle of next year. And they were talking about, you know, well, we need to rein in spending. But we can't. We've cut it to the bone.
Yeah, you believe that one? They'll tell you another one. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, people seem to hold divergent beliefs about the state. Like, one of their beliefs could be that politicians are corrupt and not trust, you know, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. But then, on the other hand, they still seem to believe that there's something that can be fixed about this system, that there's some magical politician sitting out there just waiting to be elected that's going to wave his magic wand and fix it all.
Well, and then there's also the people that hold the thought of, we just need to throw the bums out, except for my Congress guy. He's a good one, but it's ridiculous. The other 434 that are bad. And the thing is, everybody in the other 434 congressional districts, for the most part, you know, the majority of people think the same.
Let's talk to Steve. He's also in Atlantic City. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, Ian and Daryl. I'd just like to make a point about the immigration from Mexico and a possible reason why it's happening.
Okay.
Besides all the other reasons. I think that it is they're actually running those Mexicans out. And if you took a poll, you would find out that 90% of those people that are being run out of their country are Catholic. I think it's religious persecution, but nobody wants to bring it up. That's what I think it is.
Is there any evidence of that?
Well, it seems like there's enough swinging Mexican people going to Catholic churches.
They've always gone to Catholic churches. They're a fairly Catholic population.
No, you mean here?
You mean
here.
There's okay.
There's more Mexicans ending up in Catholic churches throughout the area.
Well, I mean, that's correlation is not causation, right? So, like, you're seeing more Hispanic folks showing up in church in the area. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're being persecuted for their religion in Mexico. I mean, you'd need some sort of evidence to make a claim like that.
Yeah, you're being run. They're being run out.
By whom?
The government is helping them get over across the Rio Grande River to get here.
Well, why would they help the people they're persecuting?
To get rid of them.
But the thing is, you haven't provided any evidence that there is any such persecution going on, and you're just speculating, right? Because you don't have anything.
My opinion.
Okay.
There's a great upswing in Mexican people, not not Puerto Ricans, not any other nationality.
Specifically Mexicans.
Physically.
Okay.
They're nice. They're good people. They're hard workers.
Okay.
And businesses are profiting by these people who are coming in willing to work for lower wages so that they're not religiously persecuted.
Right. And you would agree, of course, that if it's true, you know, let's say what you're saying is true and they are being persecuted for their religion, that people who are being persecuted for whatever reason, you know, as long as they're peaceful, should be able to come to the United States without begging permission from a bureaucrat, right?
Well, they should be able to come here, but there should be some kind of a line or so that they're screened. That's what I think.
But what about freedom? I mean, why not freedom? Why don't we try that? Let good people come.
Make sure you're not sick. Sort of like what they did at Ellis Island. That's what
I
think.
But if you wanted to sail down the coast and come into the United States, you could do that.
Make a point of entry. Make a point or port of entry. And as you come in, you're screened. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're perfectly healthy guy.
Why don't we screen everybody? Let's take that. I mean, if that's such a good idea, let's just set up random screenings. You could just be driving to work.
We're actually working our way towards a national ID card, but
Do you want to see that? Is that what you want to see happen?
No.
Well, that's the thing, man. If you want to come up with ideas of how to control people, before you know it, you shouldn't be surprised when somebody's trying to control you. You know, if you want to have a line that people have to wait in before they get screened by some bureaucrat for whatever reason, before they can come here to make a better life for themselves, then don't be surprised when all of a sudden they start setting up random checkpoints to do the same thing to you right in your city where you live. I mean, how would you feel about that?
Go to the boot end of Texas and talk to the doctors where the hospitals are going bankrupt. That's all I have to say. Have a nice night.
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight. Look, I understand that there's some law that forces hospitals to take anybody that walks through the doors, and that's probably what he was referencing there. I don't support forcing people to provide services to others, and I don't support using force, which is what the government does, against peaceful people who are coming here, and I don't support the presumption that somebody who's coming here may be a bad guy, and so therefore they have to wait in some line to be checked out by a doctor or some bureaucrat, and they have to fill out paperwork. I don't support it because I support freedom. And if you don't support freedom, that's fine. Just come right out and say it. Because you can't have it both ways. You can't have it where you get to be free, but other people get to be restricted. It doesn't work that way. You're going to end up being unfree too. Is that what you really want? Because that's what you're getting. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. 855-450-3733. Your comments on immigration or whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.